You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And our text is that gospel reading as we read from the 10th chapter of Luke. A man lay in an alley near death after a savage beating. Those who did this to him had fled. They had taken just about everything he had. And just as he was about to lose consciousness in the dim light of the street, he saw the figure of a man leaning over him. Later on, he awoke in a hospital, and he had an opportunity to talk to this man who had brought him there. And weakly he said to them, "I thank you for what you have done for me." And you know, it's kind of funny. He said, "When I saw you, I thought you were Jesus." And the man who had helped him said, "You know, it is funny. I think so too, because when I heard your cry in the alley, I thought you were Jesus." And so it is, because at the same time we are being Jesus to others, we are serving Jesus himself. And that's why, on the basis of this familiar story of the Good Samaritan, we are caused to ask ourselves a question this morning. And the question is, who is the Good Samaritan? Now, we probably know the story quite well. It is one of the more familiar of those short stories of Jesus that we call parables. It is about an unfortunate traveler from Jerusalem to Jericho who fell among thieves. That was not an uncommon thing in those days. We don't have a corner on that. That went on then just as it does now. He was beaten, robbed, and left at the point of death. And to make matters worse, there are those who saw the dire need of the man. In fact, people who represented the very best among the Jews, a priest and a Levite, who do nothing. As the text says, they passed by on the other side. They were very busy. They couldn't be bothered. They didn't want to get involved. They had things to do. But then the scene goes on, and it gives us another, at least for the Jews, a very embarrassing twist to the story. For who was it to stop and go to great extremes for someone in need but a Samaritan? Socially outcast, religiously mixed up, and people with whom the Jews had little or no personal dealings. In fact, it was generally thought to be forbidden. The Samaritan stands in vivid contrast to the respected, upright, and admired priest and Levite. It was he who responded to the desperation of the man in need, ignoring all barriers of race and prejudice, even religious taboos. He takes care of his neighbor. And literally, neighbor here means one who is nearby, anyone who is in need. So who could doubt that he is a good example to follow? Today, it has become a noble and admirable title to be called a Good Samaritan, when at the time, most Jews would say, there is no such thing as a Good Samaritan. He stands as a description of a person of selfless love, a love that is unbiased, even to enemies, love that shows itself in deeds, not just in words. Now, it is possible that it is just here that we expect that the next thing that's going to come is that we are going to be scolded for not being like that. For perhaps being a little more like the priest and the Levite, those representatives of correct religion who pass by on the other side. Guilt and shame may begin to arise when we think about all of those opportunities that we have missed to be like the Good Samaritan. But the trouble with all of this so far is that none of it is distinctly Christian at all. Nor has it answered our original question, who is the Good Samaritan, except maybe to say that it isn't you or I. Because just about all religions of the world have something to say about brotherly love and kindness and generosity and human concern, and that's good. And there are lots of people out there who are very concerned about human rights, but may have no Christian convictions at all. So is this just a story exhorting us to become a better kind of people? Not really. It is far more than that. Because after all, who is it who is telling the story? It is, of course, Jesus. And that's the point. The first answer to our question is this: the Good Samaritan is Jesus himself. Because you have to see this story in the total context. It's not just a moralism about kind behavior. It is in response to some questions that were posed by a certain lawyer who was an expert in the laws and traditions of Israel. And the first question is this: what shall I do to inherit eternal life? That's a very good question. And I'm sure we wish that more people would ask that. But the emphasis of the question is upon what I do. It is basically a law-oriented question, assuming that eternal life is a self-made project. So Jesus answers, as he often does, with another question: what does the law say? And the man answers rather well. He summarizes the whole law with just two commandments: love God, love your neighbor. That's good. But the man, possibly more aware than many, begins to sense how this law, these laws, have backed him into a corner, as they always will. Because if life with God is to come about through what we do, then we can never be sure that we have done enough. It leaves us hanging, for by its standard we have all failed. So it gives rise to the next question: who is my neighbor? He wants to try and justify himself, it says. He's posing what he imagines to be a rather difficult question. Just how exactly is it that we are to love our neighbor when we're not so sure who it is? He thinks it lacks definition. It's not clear. He wants to cut it down to size, a size to fit himself. But the story that Jesus tells shows that you cannot trim it down to fit yourself. Loving your neighbor is as broad as the whole human race, and it is just as specific and narrow as whoever it is that God puts right at your doorstep. The law is clear and inescapable. And it falls with its full force when Jesus says, you, and the emphasis is on you, go and do likewise. Where does that leave us? Where did it leave him? Accused and condemned. For even if there'd just been one time when he didn't do likewise, he would be lost. And so are we. It is not so easy to apply these words. How do you balance go and do likewise with the risk to your own safety? How do you decide between helping and enabling? And so sometimes we just do nothing. And then we feel guilty about that too. Quite often, we aren't such good Samaritans, and we have broken both laws, because you cannot love God if you despise and neglect and ignore your neighbor. They are inseparable, and Jesus clearly shows that. So if this story were just about being good people, we are lost. We are left not only half dead, but completely done in by the law. Dead and hopeless before God. So who is the Good Samaritan? It is Jesus. He has painted here a vivid word picture of himself. He, the God-man, often shamefully treated, bends low to pick up the fallen, to bind the broken, to heal the wounded. The rest of the world may pass by on the other side and may say, well, everybody for themselves. But Jesus is for you. And he reaches down and he lays his healing hand upon you, that hand that was pierced for you on his cross. And he says to you, your sins are forgiven. And whatever it will cost, I will pay it for you. And when that happens, God's Spirit comes within us. When we realize what that means for us and we believe it, we take it to ourselves, we rise, and we walk by faith in him, and then another miracle happens. By his grace, we become the Good Samaritan too. So now the words, you go and do likewise, do not condemn us. Forgiven for our failures, strengthened for every new day, they challenge us to care, to help, to forgive, to heal, to feel and love with the heart and mind of Jesus. Now it is not a matter of balancing the ledger and doing enough to merit eternal life. That is a done deed by Jesus for us. Now there is not a should or a must about this just because it's nice and decent. It's what that we get to do this, that we want to do this, because there is a new person in you that is just like Jesus, showing that you are his. His Spirit lives and breathes in you. And the power of the parable is in the one who tells it, the one who is the only perfect and true Good Samaritan. He is the one who has the power to make the words of the Apostle John far more than just some misty-eyed, moralistic unreality, but something real in us. For he says this, this is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us. That's first and foremost. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in reality. So who is the Good Samaritan? It is Jesus. And through him and in him, it is you. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.